And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo, yo, yo.
What is up, everybody?
What's going on, dudes?
You know what? It seems like this show has had quite the range of start times throughout the last couple years. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
This one falls
I went from like being down in this little sauna studio at like 7 a.m. sharp.
Yep.
And now I'm down here at 8 p.m. I'm like, okay, times have changed, literally.
8 p.m. though. That'd be nice, man.
Yeah.
It's 10
here. It's not bad.
It's not bad. Yeah, guys, my schedule changed a little bit. Hopefully not permanently, but we'll see. So, you know, I'm going to do the best I can to be here, and we have to do a little bit later shows every once in a while, but if we can't do them, it's fine. You know, I'll make it when I make it, but it's just, I'm fingers crossed that this is not like a long time thing.
Fingers crossed and maybe penis crossed.
Well, you know,
I'd
have to have another penis around, and I'm not sure.
Unless he's
could try to tie it around. You could try to do the loop de loop little knot, penis knot.
Well, I would hope he's not like crossing dicks with his coworkers.
That'd it's a little odd. Man.
That'd be inappropriate.
I don't think that's going to get us off earlier.
Or that's going down the
get you off early. Yeah.
Oh shit. Anyways, man, happy Monday, guys. I'm looking at the chats real quick. It may be Flex's birthday, guys. Flex is a long time.
Oh yeah, happy birthday, Flex. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you, sir. Great dude, long time listener. Always appreciate that. So.
Hell yeah.
How do you say happy birthday in Canadian?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, do you have to have like a friend? Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just the same. You know, it's just
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Hey, happy birthday. Happy birthday, you hoser.
Happy birthday. Hey. No.
Yeah.
Lots of shit going on though, guys. Lots of
stuff. So like the main thing that nobody's really talking about, and I kind of brought it here for you guys, is this port strike that's happening at midnight
tonight.
And so the East and the Gulf Coast, all of these ports are headed for a major strike at midnight. And Chris, I sent you like a picture from Fox Business of all of the port locations that are up for strike right now. Oh,
your shit's fucking up.
He's there you go.
There.
Whoa.
What
oh boy.
In the fuck?
For all those audio listeners out there, I've become a hologram and a black screen of death.
He's fucking Zoom, man. I don't know what they changed, but now it literally kicks me off of the screen all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Zoom's like not like ideal. Like I'm capturing you, like, but then all of a sudden it'll just like stop. Mm. And I have to go back in and switch on and switch off.
That's all good.
It's all good, man. Anyway, so poor strike. Possibly midnight.
Yeah, so if we go to the it's an X link and it's by Thrilla the Gorilla, okay? And he has a screenshot of the potential port strikes, and there are quite a bit.
There's quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh my, look at all that. Right? So it's from Texas, like right where you guys are at, Houston.
Yep.
All the way through Miami, all the way up to Boston. I mean, you're talking Philadelphia, Baltimore.
The major ports, through here, they're all fucked anyway. I mean,
Florida.
Yeah, that hurricane went through there, so all those ports are fucked right now anyway.
I don't think they're that fucked.
Dude, have you seen the damage? Dude, they're fucked.
There's quite a bit, yeah.
Tampa, Helene. Tampa didn't get hit the same way as that.
I mean, true.
And Miami, you know, all these. Listen, I think these ports are probably functioning. And the sad part is this is a time where we're going to need more goods. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of these homes are destroyed. A lot of the shit's fucked up. It's not
yeah,
anything
this is
to
a,
them.
Strike, this whole strike thing. I mean, whatever, like, I read what they're doing it about, but regardless of what they're doing it about, this is going to fuck up a lot of shit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so this is several industries have taken steps to prepare for likely work stoppage.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, I'm just saying, like, this, if this was a prolonged thing, this could impact the U.S. economy. This is saying tens of thousands of longshoremen are likely to go on strike at the stroke of midnight, shutting down major ports along the East and Gulf Coast. Now, I have heard that the West Coast is also getting involved, and Whitney said something about Canada.
I seen a TikTok video. I think I may have saved it. But a guy, they were all walking out of this of their job, and it was in it, the thing said they're in Riverside, Riverside, California.
Yeah. Okay. But like in Longview, Longview is a big port town.
Well, this
Longview,
is not the Washington. Port though. So sorry.
This is
sorry,
just Teamsters.
This is actually Smart and Final. This is the company I used to work for.
Yeah. Well, it's the Teamsters union walking out.
Yeah. But yeah. It's the, yeah. Teamsters.
So this whole strike thing is a combination of Teamsters workers and ports, port workers.
Yeah. Mill rights. Or,
gotcha.
Not mill rights, but yeah.
Whatever. So it says there could be just on the port side. I read that there could be 36,000 people just walking off the job.
Oh, yeah, dude. This is saying the work stoppage could still the cost of the U.S. economy anywhere from several hundred millions of dollars to as much as $4.5 billion a day.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt the pockets.
Because these ports specifically handle half of the ocean imports in the United States.
Yeah.
Half.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So, yeah. It's pretty massive.
So we haven't had one of these since 1977.
This big of a strike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get it. I've watched plenty of video of different individuals, right? And they obviously speak for themselves of why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's, there's some that has to do with pay. There's some that has to do with automation. What I've watched mostly seems pay. Related. I know that they say a lot of people are like, it's not about the pay. No, most of them are saying it's about the pay.
Yeah, I think they're arguing for, I think I read 77% increase over the next 3 years or something like that.
Good luck.
This is a quote in the article here. Well, this is only saying, so this is a quote by USMX. I don't know what that is. USMX. Trying to find a definition here. I hate when they just, United States Maritime Alliance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a strike would cap months of heated rhetoric between the union and the United States Maritime Alliance, USMX. All right.
Yeah.
Now, this is USMX, a quote here. They said, our offer would increase wages by nearly 50%, triple employer contributions to employee retirement plans, strengthen our healthcare options, and retain the current language around automation and semi-automation. Now, that sounds like a bunch of mumbo jumbo, bro.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Maintain our current language around automation. Like, okay.
Well, it's saying they're keeping the same standards of where as they'll not replace you as much as they can with robots.
Dude, you know what?
They're not going to move on that, apparently.
I think this is going to impact steel. This is going to impact lumber. This is going to impact automobiles. This is going to impact everything, dude. Like furniture, everything.
A lot of people are worried about like all the cranes and stuff that are used to unload cargo ships being automated instead of someone driving the cranes. It'll all be like programmed and it'll be and going in and taking out and it'll all be automation. Like, and that's what they're like, they're taking our jobs.
You said automated, like my Russian, physics professor.
Automated?
Automated.
No.
It's a calculator. Get your calculator.
We don't want no automation.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you just got to pronounce it on the right syllable there.
Yeah.
But, put the wrong, dude, I have a video slab that I brought. This is of Harold Daggett. He's apparently the leader of the ILA, which is the Longshoremen's Union, right? And the quote of the video just says, I'll cripple you. And he says that towards the end of the video. But just listen to this video. It's about 2 minutes long. But he kind of describes the progression of what could happen.
Okay.
If this is to be the road we go down.
Let me explain something to you. These people today don't know what a strike is.
Right.
When my men hit the streets from Maine to Texas, every single port will lock down. You know what's going to happen? I'll tell you. First week, be all over the news every night, boom, boom. Second week, guys who sell cars can't sell cars because the cars ain't coming in off the ships. They get laid off. Third week, malls start closing down. They can't get the goods from China. They can't sell clothes. They can't do this. Everything in the United States comes on a ship. They go out of business. Construction workers get laid off because the materials aren't coming in. The steel's not coming in. The lumber's not coming in. They lose their job. Everybody's hating the longshoremen now because now they realize how important our jobs are. Now I have the president screaming at me, I'm putting a Taft Hartley on you. Go ahead. Taft Hartley means I have to go back to work for 90 days. That's a cooling off period. Do you think when I go back for 90 days, those men are going to go to work on that pier? It's going to cost the money, the company's money to pay their salaries. Well, they went from 30 moves an hour maybe to 8. They're going to be like this. Who's going to win here in the long run? You're better off sitting down and let's get a contract and let's move on with this world. And in today's world, I'll cripple you. I will cripple you. And you have no idea what that means. Nobody does.
Dude, I fucking hate that guy.
I was going to say, he reminds me of the Penguin. I just watched the first episode of the Penguin series. I'm like,
dude, actually, it's a good
series.
You
know what's going on here, motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm joking. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it. You want better wages. They probably deserve some better wages. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, let's Zoom, guys. Just, you have to deal with that for a second. But just that kind of thing of like, we'll cripple you. Well, listen, the truth is every part of the chain is crucial. You take out any link, it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They'll know what we do. Yeah, you do a lot. We appreciate you unloading the boat. But also, what about the truck drivers that have to take it from that fucking port to the rest of the places? They go out, the whole place is fucked, right? What about the person selling the shit? What about the person building the shit? Like, I don't like we're the most important shit. Fucking bug you. We'll fucking cripple this motherfucker.
Yeah,
fuck that
New
guy.
New Jersey.
Dude. That guy was an old mob head, like a fucking union head. And I'm sorry. Like, I've been in union most of my life. I'm not right now. But listen, I'm one of those guys that I've never gave two fucks about the union. I'm sorry. I pay a lot of money and I don't get much back from it. And then you get people that are like, well, they're the ones that give you the wages. Listen, if you don't like it, don't work there. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they can't hire anybody, they're going to have to think of something else or they will go out of business. You know what I'm saying? But like the guys that I watched the videos on, they were saying, you know, we've been asking for like $2-3 an hour. You know, we haven't got more than like a $4 an hour increase. That's understandable. I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? Like you do have an important job. Greed and all that stuff takes a factor. Like, why can't we give them $7 an hour, $6 an hour? But
yeah,
we come from a town. Go ahead, Greg.
I'm just reading the comments on the video that we just watched. People are saying like he sounds like he's enjoying this, power hungry.
Yeah.
Very much so, people say. But then this guy or this woman just goes, I think I saw him in the movie The Departed.
Damon seemed like he'd be like a mob boss to me.
Yeah. But that's I'm being real. That's some of the union heads.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Well, you kinda have to act like that if you're gonna stand up for the whole union. You know what I mean?
The union thing I do like the union in a lot of aspects. I like the security of the union. You know what I'm saying? Like you get asshole bosses. They can't just fucking shit can you because they don't like you. I like that. I like that because you know how people are, right?
Sometimes, or if you're a piece of shit worker, you can't just get fired.
Well, that's the other part.
Good
luck, dude. I've worked with some real piece of shit people that took years to get fired because
they
of the union.
They show up drunk.
Literally, yes. Absolutely, yes.
And because they're in union, they still have a job.
But I want to say this,
I've
too.
I've heard about that in multiple unions, not just the one that you worked for, Dave.
No, it's not just not just Teamsters. That was what I was in, was Teamsters. It's most of them.
Yeah.
And we came from a town. Greg, you're in a town where longshoremen is a big part of that town.
That's what I was just saying. Yeah, like it's a big port town, bro.
Yeah, and I know some longshoremen. They're great dudes. I also know that those guys, once they get that position... Because it's a process, guys. If you don't know anything about it, it's a fucking process to become a longshoreman. But once you get it, hey, man, life's good. You get paid great. They have great benefits, okay? They get paid more than a lot of people, and they get to fuck around a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's tiers, I guess.
Well, listen, man.
Because I found out more. Because, like, I there's someone we went to school with. I kind of talked to him. He kind of got on. And, I mean, there's bottom tiers, triple tier, like there's like five different tiers. And once you get into that fifth tier, you kind of like if you're in the fifth tier, you run the shit, because if you come into this and you're saying, hey, I notice we're not doing this. We got to change X, Y, and Z. Those guys go, whoa, whoa, whoa. We've been here a long time, son. Mm. And what you're trying to do is impacting my retirement. It's impacting all of our pay. And we're not going to let you do this.
And I'm certainly not saying they're not all good. There are a lot of great guys. But I have family that's worked in the mills their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people. and they'll all tell you, like, when it comes to like people that are just cruising around on their fucking forklifts and shit, just running into buildings and just being total fuck ups, that's usually the longshoremen, man. They just don't give a shit. They're safe as fuck. Like that union protects them at all costs. You know what I'm saying? So again, like, that's one side of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, do I have a ton of sympathy? Like, they should get paid more. They have a very important job. But I also don't like the whole stronghold. I don't know, man. The way that guy approached it, I'm not really a fan of that. I got to be honest with you. You know?
That's just my opinion. I honestly don't know what the deal is that they're trying to strike. And that's what I wish that these articles, because like, I've tried looking, like, what is it exactly that they're looking for?
Well, and, it just seems like the automation. I was hoping. This is what it said when I Googled it. It said, in addition to higher wages, ILA members want a total ban on the automation of cranes, gates, and container moving trucks used in loading and unloading freight.
But how many jobs would that remove? You know what I mean? Like, automation is to replace people, right? So how many, like, did they give a percentage of like the impact?
I don't know, man. I just like, I don't love this thing. Sorry, man. Somebody's at my door. I don't like, ooh. Yeah, no. Yeah, the fucking ring cam. What's your guys' opinion on this? Because, like, listen, I don't want people losing their jobs over anything, even McDonald's, right? Like, going automation on stuff and car manufacturers having more. I mean, I understand the implication, but it's also, like, a weird, if you think about it, it's a weird time. This is the only time, I think, in history that this has happened, where we have technology development, where people say, we need to ban it because it's going to, you know. And I don't know if this has ever happened, but like, how do you stop progression of like technology, right? Because we've seen that. Listen, back in the day, they used to hand paint cars. Like, there was a dude at the fucking factory spraying fucking paint in cars. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then that went into an automated robot paint of the cars, much more consistent, much more, you know, standard. But then there was other jobs that came from that job. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing, is all these jobs, yes, you're out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you also, like, there's certain jobs in this world where you have to look at it like, how long, do you know what I'm talking about? When you see a job that's readily available, like, this is a job that's not going to go under. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to take that into consideration when you have a career.
Yeah. Like, so I've listened to many, many a podcast of Dave Smith talking about this, and like, automation is a good thing. Anything that can increase productivity.
Sure.
And products for the market is a good thing, because essentially, like, we should never really have inflation. Inflation is like not a natural progression of things. Like, the more products you can produce, you should be able to sell a lot of those, and it should get cheaper, right, over the long term.
That's
a whole nother story. But the whole thing is like, you know, that's why the Bernie Sanders model never worked, because what Bernie was offering is saying, hey, you know, here's a shovel. I'm going to give 2,500 people a shovel, and they're going to go pour cement and create a parking lot using a shovel and cement and wheelbarrows. Or we could use a crew of 10 or less dudes with some heavy machinery, get the job done way fucking faster, and then move on. And like, get how many done? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, you're hiring 2,500 men with shovels and wheelbarrows, but you're not getting anything done for the economy.
You're adding a year at least onto the job.
Right?
It's a weird thing, man. It's a weird thing. Cause like, and it's like, you feel weird saying anything about it. Cause it's like, on one hand, I want these workers who do work really, really hard, who have very crucial jobs, to get paid what they deserve. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever that is, and I understand that you want to get paid more. Everybody wants more money.
Of course.
Everybody wants better benefits. I personally know people that deal with longshoremen. I from my understanding, they have great benefits, man. Like, at least the ones in town had great fucking benefits.
Yeah.
Got great hours. They got paid very well. So I'm, you know, part of me is like, I mean, you really have pretty good shit.
Well, and that's the thing, right? Too. Yeah, everybody wants more, like you said, more pay, more benefits. Like, everybody wants better, sure, right? But there has to be a point to where everyone looks at the job you're doing and go, okay, where's the point where it reaches the limit of what that gets paid and what the benefits are for that?
Yeah, and who's to stop?
Well, not only that.
Oh, go ahead.
But like, they need to look at it from a business aspect. Like,
yeah,
the people in charge of that business want to make more.
Yeah, they want.
You know what I mean? Like, you should be putting out more. And so how do you do that? Do you do that with more bodies or do you do that with automation? And if you can do it with automation, the choice is automation.
Well, yeah.
Like if you have a business to run and you need more productivity, you're going to have a robot do this.
Well, if you have the capability of having a robot do it, eventually that's going to pay for itself. It's never going eventually. It's never going to pay for itself if you keep hiring people.
But that's all just like... There's other aspects to it as well. Like the more men you have working at the mills or on these docks, the more injuries you have, the more insurance that they have to pay out to people that probably hurt themselves all the time. And I'm not trying to say that one's better than the other, but I also think it's odd to tell a business they're banned from going into automation. Like that's a weird thing. And here's the other weird aspect to the just strikes in general, right?
Yeah.
Then you get this quote unquote scabs.
Oh, yeah.
Which I find so weird. Like, this is something I've always battled with because I'm like, okay, here's the thing. We've seen mill strikes before at our town. We've seen them in the past. And then they all strike. They want more money. And then bunch of people come in.
A whole crew come in.
And they start working.
So can we explain what scabs are? They're temporary workers, right?
Scabs is a person that comes in and fulfills the job that's being struck in upon,
and they're considered the scum. They are the scum of the earth, dude.
Right.
Well, two union workers.
To a union worker, and some people that aren't, because I think there's just a bad rep to the whole thing. But to some, I think like just that don't know, there's like these guys are assholes because they're taking the But here's my issue: like you are what you're worth, and if you have people that come in and do the job
for half the price
for $20 compared to. They're wanting 40, right? Or they're willing to do it for 25.
But did they do it as well, though?
Yeah, but
that's the,
No.
Experience.
Here's the thing.
Quality.
No, but I just had a new guy today. Brand new guy today. That's why I was like a couple minutes. I was really pushing the table. We have brand new guy. He's not brand new. He came from another store. He was in the company for like 60 days. And, you're looking at him, you're like, yeah, he's not great. Or he's not bad. He's pretty good. But he's going to get good. He's going to get real good.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not being rude, but like mill jobs, like, are you willing to work really hard? Cause you're going to have to work really hard. You're gonna have to understand machinery.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, competent people can do the job. It may take them a few months, but they can do the job. You know what I'm saying? So I always thought it was weird when a group decides to strike and then what they expect the company to just bend over, and the company is not going to just bend over. They're going to say, hey, we got shit to do. You guys want to strike? We'll talk, I guess, but we're going to bring people in to cover you. And then they get booed and fucking eggs thrown at their cars. And I get it. I get it to an extent, but I'm like, doesn't that kind of tell you that some people need jobs or would be stoked to have a $25 hour job?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you kind of have to look at yourself. I mean, from that side of the fence and go, do we really have that much to complain about right now?
Or you don't have any leverage, bro. Yeah. I mean, because if they can just go out and find people to do your job at half the price, you have no leg to stand on.
In the blink of an eye.
And you're also, this is the wrong economy, okay?
Oh, yeah, right?
Because, like, there are people that would kill to have $5 or $7 raises. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would quit their jobs and go work at the mill in a heartbeat if they were just looking for people.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, do you guys find the timing suspicious? Like, we're right, because this is kind of where else I wanted to go with the conversation is this whole Black Swan event, where at the beginning of the year you had Catherine Herridge from CBS News, and I brought the clip from that too if you wanted to play that. She's kind of talking about how we would have this national security Black Swan event, but we can also have a financial Black Swan event, which you have this Fox Business, whoever is coming out saying we're in a black swan territory right now for like any financial thing to happen. And I've been hearing from libertarians for the past 10 years that we're in a bubble, this thing's going to pop. And I agree. Trump has even said this while he was running for president in 2016. But it's like, when is this going to happen? But it seems like all of these things are converging right now. I don't know. We don't even have to play the Catherine Herridge.
I don't really know. I guess I'm struggling with like, what is a black swan? event. Like, I don't really even know what that is.
It is an event that happens suddenly that you don't expect, but it has very strong
ramifications.
Impact, yes, and ramifications on the economy, on health, on whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so it can be like a financial black swan event, or it could be like just a national security black swan event, like a war or a bomb or something, right?
Yeah. The only thing I'll say that like lends me to believe that this is not some political thing or something, like, just from being in the union for a long time, you have union contracts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have, when the contract is up, you know, like, it's a 2-year contract, it's a 4-year contract. It depends on what union and where you're at, right? But you all know for it's sure. coming. And so, like,
this was a 6-year contract, by the way.
Yeah. So the point is like, their contract is up. It's that's just the timing of it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they strike. You don't see, at least not that I'm aware of, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, but you don't see a lot of strikes when there's not a contract trying to be completed.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. when the strikes happen, is what I'm saying. You don't see a strike in the middle of a contract. You know what I'm saying? So this contract was for over, sure. and now they're saying, hey, what you're offering is not good enough, and we decided and voted on striking. And that's seemingly what they're going to do, supposedly, at midnight, right? So I don't really find it to be like odd timing. I think that's how the cookie crumbles. So you get what I'm saying?
Because I was thinking that too. I was thinking, like, you know, this sucks that it's around the election time, but it's also like, of course.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have fucking all shit hit the fan right around the election, right? But I brought another video. I think I bookmarked it, Chris. Let me double check. Because this guy was talking about, yes, so this is also Thrilla the Gorilla. This is the bald dude with the glasses.
Okay.
I wanted to get your opinion on what this guy had to say, because he's talking about, like, a very scary scenario where we're running out of gas, we're running out of food, we're, like, just all this crazy shit. So let's just play this for a little bit. Probably don't have to play the whole thing, but
what happens if our seaports go on strike? The strike is set for October 1st, so you better share this with everyone. Because if our ports close, everything we depend on closes with it. Let's talk about what would happen within the month of October. On day one, international fuel shipments are the first to feel the impact. Crude oil tankers stuck offshore means no new fuel entering refineries. By the end of the day, concerns spread across industries as gas stations, trucking companies, and airlines brace for immediate shortages. Everything from fuel to imported goods is at risk, but fuel becomes the most critical loss. By day three, gas stations are starting to run dry and rationing begins. Prices surge as demand skyrockets. Without fuel, trucks can't deliver goods, and the first shortages show up in grocery stores. Businesses relying on imported oil, like refineries, scramble to maintain operations with whatever reserves they have left. The ripple effect starts to hit home. No fuel means no transportation. And without transportation, the flow of goods stop. Day 7. The energy crisis takes hold. Within the first week, the impact of fuel shortage deepens. Trucks, trains, and ships that move essential supplies across the country slow to a halt. Agriculture and manufacturing are crippled, unable to operate without fuel for machinery and transportation. Airlines begin canceling flights and public transportation services are cut. Gas prices hit all-time highs as panic buying intensifies. By week 2, the power grid struggles and collapse looms. Power plants that rely on imported fuel start to struggle and blackouts spread as they ration what's left. People begin hoarding fuel and chaos erupts at the pumps. The stock market plummets as industries reliant on global supply chains begin to crumble. The economy falters and unemployment skyrockets as factories close and businesses shutter. By week 4, total breakdown of society. By the end of the month, the energy crisis and fuel shortages bring society to its knees. Cities erupt into fuel riots and law enforcement is overwhelmed. With no fuel, food distribution collapses and starvation becomes a real threat. Communities are left to fend for themselves as fuel reserves dry up completely, leaving transportation, emergency services, and the economy in ruins. Without ports, crude oil can't get in. Without crude oil, fuel can't be made. Without fuel, everything grinds to a halt. When the fuel stops, America stops. And just so we're clear, this could all happen within the month of October.
Oh, shit.
See, it's a bunch of fear porn, yeah, right?
There's a lot of fear porn. I forgot we don't have any oil here, guys. None. America does not produce anything. We are so dry.
That's true.
We are like 90-year-old women, just dried up.
Well, think about it, because Biden did sell off all the reserves here, right? Or that's what we're being told. 90% of our reserves are fucking empty.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man.
Look this up, because I heard something about, like, Biden pretty much drained our reserves dry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I who knows? Possibly, I guess. I feel like we can produce oil. Like, you know, if we just drain, like, Trump would just not be able to do anything. Like, we can produce oil here. That's, like, I don't know, man. Like, yes, obviously. We could do that with almost anything. We could just be like, fucking Yellowstone, the fucking volcano is going to blow up tomorrow, and it's going to cause a cloud. That cloud is going to cause mass havoc. We're going to fucking build into, like, we can, any scenario, you name it, we can.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Fear porn it all the way to fucking where we're all dead. Everybody's dead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What you have to ask yourself is the business going to allow that to happen? Are the ports going to allow that to happen? Is the government going to allow that to happen? Right.
Right.
And so weird thing. Cause what that guy said was he was trying to play tough guy. And he's like, we can fucking listen. At the end of the day, you are a worker. They could fire you. They could literally just say, fuck all of you. Well, and people would probably line up to get that job.
Exactly. And we could just do it like we were just saying before with the scabs. Like, it's not going to get that far because they're not going to allow things to not move around. They're not going to allow things just to come to a fucking halt. That's not going to how it's going to happen.
I mean, maybe temporarily.
There may be negotiations and there may be disruptions and there may be slowdowns, but they're going to bring people in to get the fucking shit done. That's just what's going to happen.
But see, here's the thing, too, I want to throw out there is there's a lot of people that apply for these positions.
I've applied for longshore positions like three times.
Isn't our friend Logan a longshoreman?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so so listen, here's the thing. Our friend Logan, a year or two years, he did this fucking crazy schedule, working his ass off. That's how they do it, right? You have to just work the most bullshit shifts, 20 hours a day, 2 years straight, no days off.
Well, you have to show up. It's like every the movie morning. Cinderella Man, right? You show morning. Up every morning, you show up at the gate, and you're
do
I have any work? You know, you're like starving. No, I don't know.
If you're not registered. That's if you're just like an unidentified, they call it, and you're signed on, but you're not part of the group yet.
But that's a lot of people, though.
That's a lot of people.
You have to get, now, unless you, that's the other thing is, like, if you know somebody, you get in a little bit quicker, you know what I'm saying? And that's this Absolutely. Whole, like, brotherhood shit, which is cool, that's fine. But my point is this, there's a lot of people right now in this country, and again, I'm just showing the other side of this strike. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not saying I side with one or the other, but I'm saying if they want to strike, fine. They have the right to strike. They're in a union. They can do that. They agree with Quest. But there's a lot of people that are trying to get in or have been trying to do this. They aren't getting the jobs. And if that port opened up and said, you know what, put out a thing. Anybody that's been wanting to get into the union, you know, because that's a job that most people would drop their job at McDonald's at their fucking $15 an hour job, and they would jump on that fucking in a second.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. So at some point, here's the gamble. It's a gamble. That guy made it sound like they have all the power and there's nothing that can happen. And they do have a lot of power. But the truth is that company is not beholden to that worker. They can say, you guys are fucking us. You're fucking everybody. And if you don't get back here, we'll negotiate. Well, you know, you want $50 an hour, we'll give you 40 or 42. Okay, that's $10 or $7 more. I don't know what that means. But I'm just saying, you can negotiate. But if you're going to play hardball, we got a line of people, man. Up to you. You can be out of a job.
Yep. How does that work with a union, though? I don't know.
The like union, the workers' so the rights union, and all that shit. No, listen, the union is its own thing, man. Okay, so they are there for the people. Usually the managers are not part of the union. They're just, it's a group. Okay, they come together. So they have lawyers. They have all kinds of shit. They can sue companies for wrongful terminations. But you have to ask yourself, what's a wrongful termination? If you are at a job and you say, I want more money, and the business says, we don't have the money to pay you more money.
And you say, well, I'm not working until I get more money.
And I'm going to strike then, and I'm not going to work until you give me that better pay. And the guy goes, well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just hypothetical, right? They do have some money to give you. I'm going to be very clear. But at the end of the day, you're a worker. The job is working with the union to help, you know, okay, yeah, we get it. You're all collective. That's great. And their big threat is that all these people leave at one time. That's the threat to the business, right? They go, how do we lose 1,000 workers and still function? And in most jobs, that is tough. But what I'm trying to say is that with the longshoremen, there's a lot of people on those wait lists. There's a lot of people that, you know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of people on the wait list. There's a lot of people that would love that job, and they would go in there and they'd work their asses off, and they would work. And so there's a gamble to this, because if you hold off too long to where this guy's talking about, like, it's all going to crumble, the ports are going to say, hey, listen, we got to get going. Like, I'm sorry. If you guys are not going to negotiate with us and not work with us, then it is what it is. And there's people that will come in here, and it's going to be rough.
Oh yeah.
But rough is better than not moving.
Yeah.
That's where it comes down to this. That's where it comes down to me on this one. Yeah. I feel for them. I want them to get better.
Well, that, if it gets to a point, they're going to be getting a lot of pressure to get things going, because nobody's just going to stand around and be like, well, I mean, they're in negotiations, so nothing's going
to
get
done. No one wants a strike.
No one's just going to allow that to happen for a long period of time.
No one wants a strike. The business does not want a strike, and the workers do not actually want to be on strike, because you got to remember, they're not getting paid their full paychecks either.
That's true.
And so, listen, what I'm saying is, it's not so one-sided. That guy, that fucking mob boss, he was trying to make it sound like they have all the power and they can cripple America, but and they may have something to that, but the truth
is... I will cripple you.
Yeah.
I will cripple
it's,
you.
It's not
My name's
a good
the
look.
Penguin. Have you seen the Batman? Fuck him. I will cripple him too.
I mean, can you imagine the boss of these ports, right, who is watching that guy, and he's like, oh, so this is the good faith that we're going to go into this hearing, that you're just going to cripple us if we don't do everything you say? Like, it's not a great look, man.
Yeah.
It's
good
not
luck
a great
negotiating.
Look. It's not a great look, man. But at the same time, this is what unions do. They want their workers to get better pay. They want better benefits. And, you know, there's a lot of companies that don't pay their employees enough. I will just go out there and say that as far
Dude,
as
absolutely.
I'm aware. Yeah. But as far as I'm concerned, I haven't seen a longshoreman that I haven't been like, damn, I'd love that money.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Well, and then, like, just every job right now, like, if you look at the price of groceries have what, tripled, and the wages have increased, what, 3% maybe? If that,
I don't think they've increased at all. I don't.
Well, I mean, minimum wage, like, $15 an hour or something?
Minimum wage here is still seven something.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, price of living might be a little bit cheaper.
It is.
You know,
it
so
is.
I'm just saying, like, it depends on where you live. But the whole thing, just like, I agree. I don't think that there's that much. The only power that they have, though, is experience and knowing how to do the job efficiently, getting it done, and what needs to go where.
Yep.
If you bring in new scabs, they're going to be like, what do I do? Like, possibly, right? Or you could bring in experienced scabs where they go, hey, I know exactly what the fuck I'm doing, so just hire me instead. And they might outcompete the original person who's on strike.
Oh, eventually they could, right? But you're right. Like, it's going to be rough. But here's the thing is, like, when all the shit, any job, your job, my job, when everything's falling apart, you all have those days where shit's like people calling out, no one showing up, dude. Blah, 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 name it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's if you can get help in any form, it doesn't have to be perfect. It has to be functioning and moving. People need to get their stuff and be able to get out of the store, and you need to be able to close the store down feeling like, oh, that sucked dick, but goddamn it, we didn't collapse, okay? And so that's where I think this is. I actually don't see this being a long-term thing. I think they're going to come to a result that everybody's happy with. That's just how strikes work in general. Not always, but sometimes. No one wants to be on strike, so they're gonna negotiate, I'm hoping, in good faith. And maybe they get some extra pay. The ban on automation, that's going to be a tough one. I got to be honest with you. I don't think any reasonable, smart business is going to be like, yeah, we'll just forever ban this and never progress as a business. You know what I'm saying? I think that's going to be a tough sell.
Yeah.
I think the both is going to be a tough sell. 77% increase, you're high, dude.
It's going to be
high as fuck.
It's going to be rough.
Over the next 3 years,
three or 6 years or something like that. But regardless, especially now, in the times we're in right now, and you're asking for a 77% increase, you're as high as inflation right now.
I mean, now would be the time to ask because everything's so fucking expensive, but you have to have the data to back it. Be like, hey, our company makes $3.7 billion a year. You guys put this much towards X, Y, and Z. Like, we can shift the wages up a little bit, right? So that's all we're asking.
And it obviously depends. I'm just looking up. It depends on where you're at, right? So, like, longshoremen in Texas, 56 to 74,000 starting, right? Is that, like, insane? No, but that's not bad starting wages.
What was it?
56 to 74 is what this says.
Mm.
That's for like entry level starting up, you know? So is that bad starting wages? Like, no, because you know that you're going to get increases with longshoremen. You're going to get pay increases. Oh, but yeah. I know in Washington, they started off more than that.
Yeah, it's more.
The people that actually are in this, like actually get in and they're in, they get paid a lot more than
that. They paid a lot more than that.
A lot more than that.
But, I know several people working that job. They make a lot.
But Houston's also a huge port. And like these places, Miami or Tampa, those are huge ports, right?
Yeah.
They're big ass ports. And there's going to be a lot of like high paying ones and a lot of just low level beginning longshoremen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that.
But. Oh, yeah. There's for sure tiers. There's like I said, like there's the identified, unidentified. There's, and then there's A, B, C man. Like yeah. It's just levels to the whole thing.
The ABC man.
Yeah.
I'm not on either side. I just don't want to see this get like, I don't believe that guy. I think that guy's like you said, Greg, he's fear porn. That guy's got, he got like some C cups. I don't know if you saw that, but he's got some cups.
Oh, yeah. The
I was just paying
yeah.
attention to the background. No, I saw a railroad track.
I could not take my eyes. Trees. Like I was so distracted by like how his, like he looks his like rather fit,
jiggled,
but then he has like actual like grippable. Like I do. I got some, you know what I mean? But he is.
You got some meat on them. Those, yeah. I was going to say breasts and boobs.
I don't want to think that it's going to be that. You know, I'm not saying he's wrong. I just don't want to think that it's going to turn into that.
I think.
Well, let's hope not.
I hope not, but I think it will get. I mean, there will be slowdowns for sure.
Sure. Yeah. There's definitely going to be issues, and it's going to, everybody's going to feel it. Everybody's going to feel it in one way, which is unfortunate because the other, obviously the news was the big storm. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people mm-hmm. that are devastated right now. And it is kind of criminal how underreported this is, because when you actually watch videos of people in the air, I mean, there was towns that were absolutely like wiped off the map. Full town.
I've seen full on videos where literally they did a before and after of like before the storm hit, they like were filming yeah. everything and they went through and filmed and it was literally gone. The yeah. whole thing.
Which, you know.
So didn't it split? Like this one was weird. It came up through, I think, Florida, right? And did it split and turn into two different storms? Like one went towards like Kentucky, Tennessee.
I don't really know about this. I'm not sure about the split, possibly. I didn't really. What I watched was really just, we knew that it was heading up, you know, into Georgia yeah. and North Carolina and those places. And it may have split. And it obviously decreased in
yeah, it turned into more of a tropical storm.
Yeah.
But the worst of it at that point was just the torrential downpouring.
The rain. And you have the Appalachians, which you got that rain coming down, and it's just like flash flooding everything, dude. Yeah. Dams are problematic.
I literally watched one video where a lady got off, I don't know what she got off of, like an ATV or something like that, but was walking on the ground and then walked through her window and was standing in her kitchen. But she was like above counter height where the dirt was.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just mud, dude.
Yeah. Just it filled the whole bottom half of her house with dirt.
But
I'm seeing Asheville, North Carolina was hit pretty bad.
Yeah. There's a couple of places.
Oh my gosh, dude. I mean, there was like.
It's devastating, man. And what sucks is, you know, and I mean this not disrespectfully, but some of these towns are so small
mm-hmm.
that the average Chimney person Rock. Just doesn't give a shit.
Dude, I just bookmarked.
You know what I mean?
They're not going to get rebuilt.
They don't know what, like, these towns, like, even though they're small and there's only a few hundred people in these towns, like, they're gone. Everything is gone. And a lot of people just don't
Chimney
realize.
Rock, Chimney North Rock, North Carolina is just bad. Demolished, dude.
Yeah.
Look at bad. This.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I won't play the audio, but here's the video.
I can't believe it. Nothing is left.
Well, see, that's
all
a,
water
that's
and
a,
wood.
That, I think, is a lake. I got to be honest with you.
Is it?
I think that's a lake. A river, because you see these houses that are on the
Oh yeah.
You're right. That is the lake of everything. Just
everything's
all everything the collateral damage.
That lake.
I mean, you're not wrong, Greg, because like that river or whatever this is, Lake River, is obviously filled with debris from homes, boats. I mean, the whole nine. This is a
There's very little spots where there's no wood.
It's,
you know yeah. it.
But like there's towns that are just it's fucking it's terrible, man. And you know, it's one of those things where, you know, this ties in with everything else that we're talking about. You know, obviously Trump's there. I know he's there doing some stuff.
Biden's not.
Kamala's
they actually
not.
Asked him today. I think it was today. Hey, with all the catastrophic event going on here in Tennessee and North Carolina, all these places, do we have anything we can we can send down there. Like, is the government going to send any support? And he's like, we're giving them all we got.
Well, he said,
we gotta send it to Gaza.
There isn't any more we can do. And he's like, nope.
Well, so he I think specifically he had an aid package of whatever it was, and they said, are you going to be sending more aid relief? And he said, we already sent aid relief, and we'll continue to watch over. But then, like, within 3 days, they sent more money to Ukraine. I think that's what is pissing people off.
And another thing, by the way, we're sending another $3.5 billion to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and Israel. Dude, I saved another video that shows you a side by or a before and after of Chimney Rock. And so, yes, it is kind of
this is the stuff I've seen here.
It is kind of a lake, but it turned into a lake. Like the road just turned into a lake. I mean,
oh, this is the picture.
The before now after.
Well, this is different. This is different, but
true. Yeah.
So there's actually a guy who films this town before and after, and this road right here is the town. It's a very small town, but there's businesses and bars and taverns on the sides and shit. The whole town was washed away. The whole fucking thing was washed away, man. I mean, you can see here, there's a couple buildings, but if you actually see the other side of the road, they're gone. Everything's
completely gone.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like one of those things where, like, you know, you got these Appalachian, you know, and like North Carolina, these people that no one, you know, they're kind of the forgotten Americans that are just up in the hills, living their life, small town. It's not LA. It's not New York.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's easy just to not think of them. But, like, they're dealing with some shit right now.
Well, and it's not everything only just, like, the water either. Because there was so much rain, I've seen several videos of just landslides after landslides. Oh,
landslides are terrible.
And just, I seen a video where a guy was standing on his back porch, like, filming the rain. And then he turned, and all of a sudden the hill just gave out, and it came down beside him, just fucking washed his whole shop, the rest of his property away, and missed him by like 10 feet.
It's fucking messed up, dude. And that's the thing is, like, listen, I will Kamala Harris go? Probably eventually she will go at some point. It's a bunch of bullshit excuses why she's not. Is it good that Trump's there? Yeah, it is good. Is it good for him? Of course it's good for him. It's good publicity. Oh, yeah. But he also, regardless of what you think, what he's doing for publicity, he's there.
He's always done that.
He's there. And
he's doing the same thing during 9/11. He was down there, like, making sure the people that were digging stuff out.
Kamala should be there. Okay. It's her fucking duty to be there. Like, and you don't have to do much. That's the thing that's annoying, is all she has to say is, like, you know, give a little fucking presser there and just be like, hey, you know, we don't want to interrupt the, you know, cleanups, and we're not trying to, but we just want, we know, we want you to know that
right?
We're here.
It
we
won't
care
take
about
much,
you.
Right?
Yeah, we care about you guys. We're going to do everything we can. You know, we're thinking of you. You know, I've walked the devastation. We know how bad this is for you, and we're going to do what we can. That's all she has to do.
Yeah.
And she's not doing it. And it's so fucking bizarre.
Because they don't give a fuck.
They don't fucking care. They don't care about these people, because most of them are fucking Trump supporters. They don't fucking care, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Hillary kind of did the same thing, where she didn't really go, you know, into the deep South. She didn't go into the red counties where she needed to, you know.
Deep South.
But see, this is what's fucked, is, like, now you got this looming, you know, this strike, and these towns need more goods, right? We need more trucks moving.
Yeah.
We need people to come in there. So that ties it. And then on top of it, you got fucking Georgia that have this giant fucking explosion of chemicals.
Yeah, I did see that.
You got a fucking giant chemical fucking
explosion.
Did you
see that thing, Greg?
I did see it. Was it
Biolabs?
Some, like, or something.
It's Biolabs, but they produce, like, I want to say it was, like, pool shit, stuff for pool.
It got in the water?
Well, I don't know what all they produced, but it started on fire, and then they got, from what I read, it caught on fire, and it caused this huge thing.
Yeah, and then
they got the fire out.
It reignited.
And then it reignited because it, like, came in contact with stuff that has a reaction to water.
Yeah.
And then it blew up even bigger.
Yeah, and it was some orange-ass fucking smoke, bro.
Yeah.
I have videos.
Well, yeah, probably the same ones, but...
But this is like this shows, like, the photos of, like, the grid that was impacted.
Do you have my TikTok open?
Yeah.
Check this shit out. I saved a couple videos. Look at this shit. Look at this shit right here. This is fucking wild, man. It's just so much. God, it looks so chemically.
Holy moly.
It looks so chemically.
Yeah, it's red.
It's fucking
red smoke.
Yeah, that's, look at this shit. You know that's bad.
And it is.
I like the middle finger.
Yeah.
This little
it looks like a
tree hanger.
Volcano erupted.
Yeah, dude, it's really bad, and it kept fucking going. It just kept.
Holy moly!
It kept pluming.
Yeah, that can't be good.
Have you seen it from outer space? I don't know if this is real. I just bookmarked it.
Yeah, they showed some of that.
You can see it from outer space.
Yeah, look at that, dude. I don't know if this is real.
That's like low level.
Like space is fake and gay,
that's
right?
That's still outer space, though, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's
look at this.
Inner space. I feel like that's like...
It's a hole.
That's the inner space.
I feel like I've sucking been in a you plane down. That's they been ha- about that high. You know what I'm saying?
They haven't got past the dome yet.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that looks
there's
like
literally a, like a dark circle. Everybody just listening on audio, it's like pure white clouds, looks like snow, and then just this massive black circle and then a hole.
So it literally looks like a black hole.
But let's read this real quick, because this actually tells you what it is. It's a sort of major chemical fire. It says that these guys deal with highly reactive chemicals used in pool and spa care, including chlorine and other toxic substances. Their products like BioGuard, Spa Guard, and ProGuard are loaded with chemicals that react explosively with water, which is exactly what happened. So you're talking about products like Clean-It, Mineral Spring Cell Cleaner, Strip Quicks, all which contain dangerous chemicals that can ignite. So this company just has pool.
They said this is the third time that this has happened in the last 7 years.
At this place?
That's what they just said. This is the third damn time in 7 years.
I don't know that I've ever seen this, though. I mean, maybe that has had small fires, but I don't think we've seen this. I don't think we've seen this big of an explosion like this at this place. So if they have had fires, I'm hoping that they were just smaller ones that were able to... Because this is huge. Like, this whole place is fucking toast, bro.
Mm-hmm. Well, it can create chlorine in the air, like a aerosolized chlorine.
It'll clean the air.
Well, this dude was...
and your lungs.
This lady called, and the news station, she called into the news station. She said that the police showed up. She lived within walking distance of this building, and the police were obviously going around evacuating everybody. And she's like, it was so, like, you know, the air, like, there's this one guy who was
burning them.
He was just, like, crying. He wasn't really crying, but, like, you know, his eyes were just extremely watery, and he's just like, I had to step outside, and it's fucking toxic, man. Like, shut your door, shut your window. So, like, this is some toxic shit, man. Like,
let me ask you this, though. Because this was a bio lab, and that's literally the words that are being used here. It was a bio lab explosion.
Yeah.
Do you think that this, because, you know, there is something to them flooding the news, the search results with specific words. So that way, when you try to search for, quote, bio lab, like in Ukraine or somewhere else, you won't get the results you're looking for. You'll just get the Georgia explosion.
That's true.
You think this is something going on there?
I get what you're saying. And I think you're on to something possibly, but the one thing I would say is if this was maybe like 3 years ago, that would be something.
Well, no, what I'm saying is there might be something coming out soon.
That's true. Like, if something does pop up, but we haven't really seen a lot on the whole biolab.
It is almost October.
Exactly.
I just think it's like Georgia, and you have a whole lot of people that are houseless right now that are fucking breathing in this toxic air on top of the fact that, like, just the flooding alone is already creating a toxic environment. There's sewage flowing around. There's fucking debris. There's, you know, who knows, dead animals. Like, there's farm animals. Like, the whole farm's gone.
Mm.
There's Huracrocs.
Huracrocs.
Yeah. This fucking...
So I have a correction to make on that photo. People are saying that this is from the East Palestine spill. So that photo from from outer space or whatever.
Yeah, I was gonna say I haven't seen that one. There was some.
I'm sure it doesn't look much different.
There was some stuff
as big as it was.
The reason why I didn't really, because I'm like, obviously put it up there, but it was super cloudy. And if you actually look at some of the aerial shots that I have seen of it, like, you can see the stream going down. It's like going north. Like Georgia and all that fucking toxic air was going north towards, but it didn't look that cloudy. You know what I'm saying? But it's just one more thing. You know, it's like, oh,
it
shit.
Is.
You know, here we got this ginormous, and it looks bad. Remember, the train was like just black, nasty black fucking fumes, and this one's like orange.
Dude,
like, what are we fucking? What is this shit, dude? Is this Yellowstone?
I want to know sulfur? What is going on with East Palestine right now. Like, have they resolved any of that? Is their water clean? What is going on? Yeah, are people still experiencing illness?
Who knows? Because there was just another fucking chemical train derailment here like last week or so up there.
I haven't heard anything about it, though, to be fair. Like, and you even with like Flint and the bad water, like, it just lingers, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not headline news, but people still talk about the bad water in Flint, you know, like, it doesn't go away.
Yeah.
And I just haven't heard anybody talk about that one at all.
They're probably not going to.
Yeah, but it's also like, or was it also a little like, of course it's not good for you. Of course it's not good for the environment, but like
not as bad as
it blew away and dispersed. I mean, mill towns are constantly pumping shit in the air, like all the time, dude. You know what I mean? It's not good air. It's not
the East Palestine thing got in the water though, dude. Like I remember they were saying like it got into the big water, like the massive river that went down through multiple states, you know? I don't know.
East Palestine. I'm going to look that shit up.
Yeah, who knows?
What happened to East Palestine since? Maybe something?
But
nothing.
1 year after toxic train derailment, East Palestine is a town divided. That's what it said. Full
imagine
year.
That.
I mean, that's from NPR a while back, but I'm it's the final stage of a massive environmental cleanup that has already cost Norfolk Southern more than $800 million. There it is. Yeah, well, Crash Site is still under active construction.
All right. Well, yeah, I just hope that, like, this whole worker thing gets resolved. We'll see.
I do too, man.
I can definitely see it, like, them prolonging it to get what they want, kind of to make a stand at least.
If you're not gonna negotiate good faith, then it's nothing's gonna happen. So if you're
right.
We all listen. I've been through them. You say I want $30 an hour, and you know you're not getting 30. But the point is I was making 22, and if we can get 26, 27, we're all happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they'll, you know, both sides work this out and they come to agreement on something that works for both, and we can just not worry about this now. You know what I'm saying?
How long do you think it lasts?
Me personally,
yeah. A month?
No.
Not even a month?
Nah. I'm going to... what do you think, Greg? I'm going to say a week. I don't even know if it's going to last a week.
And then they come to an agreement?
I think so. That's just my
opinion. I'm not that familiar with how passionate they are about this, but I would say, like, if they're really stagnant on this whole 77%, if that was the number that was thrown out...
That was the one that I had seen somebody say.
I think that that's shooting a little bit high, like Dave was saying. Yeah. So they're asking high. They're maybe aiming for about 40 to 50, maybe even 35, I don't know, percent. Sure. Something tells me that they're going to settle for a 33% raise. No, I'm kidding. Because they already said that they offered close to 50%, and now they're asking for 77%. So they'll probably land somewhere around 60. I don't know.
If they offered 50, then I think they're going to stick with 50. They have they can just say, hey, we offered you 50. That's 50%.
I don't know a time, 2 weeks maybe, but I think it'll go long enough to see an effect from it, and then they'll come to an agreement. So whatever that is, two and a half weeks maybe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about your salary, like, going up 50%.
That'd be insane.
That's like a lot of fucking money. It's like, money, so I'm just saying,
it's a lot of money
for everybody's salary to go up 50%. That's a lot to ask for.
It is a lot to ask for. I'm not saying they can't ask. I'm just saying, good luck. If they offer, if the company actually offered 50% already, I think the company is going to say, fuck you all. We're offering
well,
you
50%. Well, you know what? Like, I take it back. Maybe it isn't a lot. You know, I don't know what these companies make as a whole compared to what they pay their payers. So maybe it isn't a lot compared to, like, you know, when you sit down and look at it. I don't know.
I think I would just argue that almost any person in any job right now, if you said, listen, man, if you could get a 50% pay increase, would you be excited or angry? And most people would be like, I'd be pretty stoked with 50%. I'd go to work a lot happier if I had 50% of an increase. You know
now, saying? They did say in the next 3 years, so who knows how much groceries will cost by
then.
But
that's
then.
How it
Depends
always, I know, but that's the shitty thing is it's always that way. There's always a increment each year. It's a dollar the first year, two the next, and four the next. Like, that's how it has always been.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If it's 50% and let's say they make $30 an hour or $40 an hour, 50%, let's say at $40 is $20 over the course of 3 years. Come on, man. I'm just saying, like, if you're not satisfied, then maybe something else is better for you. You know what I'm saying?
Because the only way to get a more immediate pay raise is get a new job. Like
there, yeah. And what are you gonna do? You know. So they're both in the catch-22 right now. That's all I'm trying to say. They're both there.
I'm never satisfied.
Never.
I'm never satisfied.
$100.
Well, hey, that mob boss was never satisfied. I can tell you that.
Guaranteed.
Well, hey, let me tell you something.
Yeah, and if they're also trying to, like, ban automation. What's stopping them from saying, dude, at this point, we'll just buy the fucking automation. Like, you guys are crazy. We can just get these working cranes. Yeah, at that
point, how would it be even, they'd probably break even, whether they paid them that much more money or just bought the fucking machines.
Dude, I know we're getting off, but can you imagine if the company just came out and said, we just got new cranes. So these 5,000 workers across all these ports, like, nice knowing you. Hey, we're actually thinking about buying the cart ones next week. So, hey, all you other 20,000, like, it's up to you guys. I mean, like, 50% or we can buy them. Either way, you know, it's up to you. Right? And those people would be like, dude, we got to sign this fucking thing. We got to sign this.
That's a good fucking tactic right there. Just threaten them. Say, hey, either you just agree to what we're offering you or we're just going to go buy the
fucking
machines.
If one side can do it, so can the other. That's the problem with the shit.
Maybe that was the plan the whole time. They're like, hey, let's just let them go on strike and then we'll bring in the automation anyway.
They already have the automation.
How can we force this transition here?
There we go.
I'm not siding with either, guys. I just want to be very clear. I respect the workers. They work their asses off, I'm sure. But there's also businesses, and they also have the right to choose how they want to go. Who's going to win the fucking tug of war, man? That's what it's going to come down to.
Indeedy. Good show, gentlemen.
Good show, guys.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Thank you, everybody.
We'll see you guys later. Bye.